Hello, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District of the LCMS, and this is the Innovative Missional Ministry Podcast. Today, we're joined by a teacher right here in the Michigan District, Aaron Rohde. Aaron is putting together, I guess what you would call, is his dream project. And Aaron, welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what this project is?
Hey, Jeff, it's good to be here. So this project here is called Rooted to Grow, and that is actually one of the themes that we've used at Trinity Reed City over the past 13 years. So every year, as we get about toward March or so in the school year, we start thinking about the next school year, and we want to choose a theme and or a Bible verse that is on our hearts and what we want the kids to know, what we want the kids to be about. And so then once we choose a theme and a Bible verse to go with it, then it's become tradition for me to take on the task of writing an original song so that we can keep that theme at the forefront all throughout the school year for both the church and the school. So
no pressure, you just have to create a song, right?
Right. Yeah, I do remember asking the pastor at that time, the very first time I was going to do this, I said, hypothetically, if someone were to write a song about this theme, would that be a good idea? Or would we be able to use it? And of course he was, yeah, that would be great. So 13 years later, here we are. And so 13 songs later.
So who is this project for? And tell us kind of what the goals are of this project.
All right. So the project, Rooted to Grow, 13 theme songs, really. But honestly, when someone is going to listen to this collection, I'd really like them to just be able to listen to it and enjoy it as music, as opposed to saying, here's a resource specifically for your Lutheran school. You know, that's great and all, but what I would really love is for people to just be able to put this thing in the CD player or to download the tracks and listen to it on your device and just enjoy the music. Usually the goal that I have when writing the song, since we're going to be using it all throughout the school year, I want it to be a song that has some meat to it and a sturdy song that's going to last more than just a few weeks. And the goal is for a preschooler to be able to sing it and an eighth grader to be able or to like it, I should say. For a preschooler to be able to sing it and an eighth grader to like it. I know that's pretty tall.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably not an easy thing, right? Your work cut out for you.
Yeah. But, you know, as a as someone who likes to dig into the word and find out, you know, if we chose a verse, why did we choose this verse? What is around it? What's the context? What are some cross-references? What are some related Bible passages or some accounts that have to do with this theme? And I love doing that type of research while writing it. So it's kind of like a Bible study for me, and then it turns into Bible study opportunities for other people later on. As we unpack it throughout the school year, we can have several chapels really that center on themes and lesser themes that are within that Bible verse and the surrounding verses.
So I was going to ask, what was the kind of the motivation? But obviously with each different song, there's probably a different motivation, right?
That's correct. I mean, some of the themes, as I'm looking back over the list of the themes, a lot of them have to do with being connected to God's word in some way, either just straight up being connected to it, or like the one specifically Rooted to Grow that I chose for the title, is so Rooted to Grow, the one that we chose for the title, is it really has to do with what we want our kids to be able to do is to be rooted in God's word so that when they come up on these situations in life, that they have that foundation. So there's another theme, like the theme for this year is a Latin phrase, semper paratus, which is always be prepared to tell people about the hope that you have. And then last year was fearless. We want to be fearless in any situation that we find ourselves in. There's others that are just, there was one during the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, that celebration we had stand, which, you know, I figured a lot of schools would have something to do with standing on the gospel of Christ, but we followed up a year before that where we had the theme was simply move, and that one was about how, you know, people like to move around their theology to suit their fancy sometimes, and you know, that's not what we want to be doing as Christians. And then we followed up the move theme with stand. And that's where, you know, we stand on the gospel. And that's our standard. And that is the guidepost that we have. And so, I mean, looking back over these 13 themes, it's really, there's definitely a thread that goes from one year to the next. And it's always exciting about this time of the year to think about what next year's theme is going to be. It's going to be something that's relevant to the world today, but then also something that's going to be long-lasting. It's critical for us to do it that way.
So singer, songwriter, and third and fourth grade teacher. But yeah. Give us a little background about you, yourself, and where you teach and what you do.
Yeah, so I've taught third and fourth grades as a combination classroom all the years I've been at Trinity Reed City, which has been, this is my 13th year up here. Previously, I've taught in either a third grade classroom or a fourth grade classroom. 1 year of second grade, I thought that was a little bit young for me. So, but really all in that pocket. And I really love the third and fourth grade level. They can do a lot of stuff on their own. They want to do it. They love school. And it's just a great age. They're still kids. And I don't know, they want to work hard. And they're just a great group of kids. I've been in Lutheran education, boy, this is a long time now, about 25 years. So not all of them in the classroom, but all of them having something to do with music as well, whether it's in the church or in the school choirs type of thing. Yeah, it always seems to come back to that.
So where are you in this process right now? And you put together a Kickstarter to kind of get the process moving and get it out to people. Isn't that correct?
Right. Yeah, that was my first venture into the world of crowdfunding like that. And I tell you, that is a humbling experience because I went back and looked through. It was a very successful campaign over a course of 1 month. And we blew right past our goal, which was outstanding. I loved it. A little bit of pressure now to, you know, put out that product that is an excellent product, but I'm fully confident that we're going to be able to do that. The list of musicians that we have lined up and people to produce it, it's top notch. And I'm so excited about this being my first venture into that, you know, recording songs for other people to listen to. It's a little bit odd to kind of self-promote like that because usually it's about promoting our school or about promoting the Lutheran faith or whatever it would be. And so for me to promote my name in association with a project like this, it's kind of odd, but I'm trying to get used to it. But this is, this will be something that will be recorded and produced over the next several months. And our target date would be in May, probably the end of May, for the release of a CD and then digital downloads for that as well. These will be not just me playing guitar. I mean, this is full band, drums, bass, guitars, you name it. And again, that's part of the, I want you to be able to listen to these songs just because, you know, because it's going to be good music. But then also the message that is contained in those songs. I mean, the text is where it's at, and the music is going to support that. So,
Aaron, we want to say just thank you for your time and wish you the best of luck on this project. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to the Michigan District's Innovative Missional Ministry Podcast.